A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 77 degrees. We have bright sunshine in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, a man in Hawaii is facing allegations of making a bomb threat here in Utah earlier this month, and you might recognize his name. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the details. Amy?
Jeff, the man is Brian Brandenburg, and if that name sounds familiar, it's because he is one of the founders of the FanX convention here in Utah. If we go back a few weeks ago, police responded, you might remember, to a bomb threat at the University of Utah. They deemed it a hoax, but FBI agents in Hawaii, where Brandenburg lives, allegedly traced the threats back to some of his emails. Those emails started with him talking to a court employee about his pending divorce in Utah, and then quickly spiraled. He's accused of charging documents of threatening to bomb the Matheson Courthouse, the Utah State Capitol, the Mayor's Office, and the Salt Lake Temple. He's been arrested in Hawaii and, if convicted, faces 10 years in prison. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. KSL News Time 3:31. Texas officials say the gunman in the attack that killed 21 people warned about his plans in Texas on social media. Maria Chaleos is live with the very latest to the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says moments before the shooting started, the 18-year-old gunman made several social media posts on Facebook.
He said, I'm going to shoot my grandmother. The second post was, I shot my grandmother. The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, I'm going to shoot an elementary school.
A spokesman for Meta, the parent company of Facebook, said on Twitter that the messages that Governor Abbott described were private one-to-one text messages that were discovered after the terrible tragedy occurred. He says they are closely cooperating with the ongoing investigation. We now know the shooter used an AR-15 to kill 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School, all of them in one classroom. Another 17 people were also wounded. The country is reeling from recent mass shootings, and U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says too many people in places like Buffalo and Uvalde now have a hole in their hearts as a result of gun violence.
If anyone ever doubted that gun violence is a public health crisis in America, yesterday was an unequivocal reminder that it most definitely is.
President Biden says he and the First Lady will travel to Texas to meet with families of the victims. In an event at the White House in the past hour, the president repeated his call for action to stop gun violence.
I'm sick and tired. I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. It continues to go on.
The president says 18-year-olds should not be able to buy guns designed for war. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The retired police officer killed in the Buffalo supermarket shooting last week has received a posthumous award and promotion. The Buffalo Police Department gave Aaron Salter its Medal of Honor. They promoted him to lieutenant. He was laid to rest yesterday. The wife of a WNBA star who's been held for months in Russia is speaking out about her ordeal. Sherelle Griner, the wife of Brittany Griner, tells ABC's Good Morning America she's been in talks with the State Department.
You say she's top priority, but I want to see it. And I feel like to see it would be me seeing BG on U.S. soil. At this point, I don't even know who I'm getting back when she comes back.
Russia claims Brittany Griner had an illegal substance in her luggage, vape cartridges. The State Department has denounced those claims, saying she's being detained wrongfully. The head of the FDA is promising relief is on the way from the ongoing shortage of baby formula. Commissioner Robert Califf testified before a House subcommittee saying he understands the strain on parents.
We are fully aware that many parents and caregivers have been unable to access the infant formula products they need.
The nation's largest formula plant was shuttered for months because of a closure blamed on unsanitary conditions. Abbott and the FDA have reached an agreement to restart production at the plant next month. A new mysterious illness is impacting kids all over the world, including here in Utah. Two Utah kids are recovering from hepatitis or severe liver disease, but health experts around the world aren't sure what's causing it. Our state epidemiologist, Dr. Leisha Nolan, says the fact that they're seeing so many cases is unusual.
For some reason, the liver's having problems, and often we know that it's because of viruses. We know there's the hepatitis viruses A, B, and C. Probably people have heard of those. Those are very common reasons to get this kind of damage to your liver. But also we can have other reasons. There's other kinds of infections. But in these cases, it doesn't seem to be any of those.
Dr. Nolan says this isn't something that's dramatically impacting kids in Utah, but it is something parents should be aware of. KSL News Time 3:35. COVID hospitalizations are ticking up again across the country following the spike in confirmed cases.
A growing number of COVID-19 positive patients are entering U.S. hospitals and requiring care. That's according to new federal data. There are now more than 26,000 Americans with COVID infections currently being treated. On average, more than 3,500 patients are hospitalized daily, a more than 15% increase in the last week, and nearly double the number from last month. And 32 states and territories are reporting increased hospital admissions of 10% or more. Still, health officials say the numbers are significantly lower than at other points in the pandemic. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL News Time 3:35. So, Ricky, what's going on this afternoon?
We had a vehicle fire in Draper, and crews have just left, and the lanes are now open 146 South at Minuteman Drive. That's about 75 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time 3:36.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.